Database Management. Welcome to the first installment in my 2012 podcast series of interviews with CEOs from providers of association management software. My guest today is Richard Davis, Chairman and CEO of Vectra. Richard, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thanks for the invitation, Wes.
So, Richard, just so the listeners can get a sense of who you are, take a minute and tell me a little bit about Vectra, about your primary AMS products, and your experience in the association market.
Vectra has been delivering solutions to the membership management market now for 17 years. So whether an association has literally a few hundred members or hundreds of thousands of members, our solutions, which are called NetForum, are available today. We have a social CRM platform, which is uniquely positioned for the new era in membership management. And this provides both a built-in social networking solution, a private online community, social media management, an analytics suite, and something I'm going to talk about a little later, which is the Vectra's proprietary A-Score. We're headquartered in McLean, Virginia, with offices in Chicago and Orlando.
Oh, great. So you mentioned the social aspect of your products, and of course you guys know that social has been a very hot topic for the last couple of years. What has been Vectra's approach to, I guess we'll call it social CRM, and why do you think that's significant to associations?
I came into the association market from the corporate world, so I've got less than 2 years' experience, which I think is actually an advantage for Vectra, because we're able to really think about the market, think about the challenges that organizations face from a different perspective. And what I discovered in the couple of months when I first arrived was that associations were not addressing their members in terms of relevance, in terms of keeping them close. So members were going away to Facebook, to LinkedIn, job boards were going to LinkedIn, non-dues revenue in terms of advertising was being lost. And so we decided in 2010, in the fall, to acquire a social media product so that we could tightly integrate that with our NetForum product line. Previously, we had worked with a couple of independent providers of a social solution, but we couldn't deliver the solution fully integrated because, of course, we didn't have the source code to be able to do that. So this is a very crucial part of our approach to the market going forward.
And what's the reception been like among your clients and potential clients?
It's been wonderful, overwhelming. We've had literally almost every deal that we're getting includes the social media aspect of the NetForum product.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They're not separating. I would say they're not separating the need for an AMS with the need for a private social community. They're recognizing that those two things are very tightly integrated. And then, of course, from that technology, they get to be able to score the value of a donor or the value of a member.
And that's your A-Score technology?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I wanted to go next. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how you see that being applied?
So, you know, historically, as I'm sure you know from you know, talking with other CEOs in this space, very little was being done by the association or the nonprofit to really establish a value for the member. So the member that pays their dues, attends the annual event, or more than one event, blogs on that activity, also has, you know, a certain number of followers. You can create, and this is all controllable by the organization in terms of what they want to measure, but you can get a score for that member and then decide how you want to work with that member. So whether they're in a nonprofit and their donations are increasing all the time, or whether they're, you know, a key member in the in an association, the organization gets to create a value. So when that particular individual comes to an event, you know, they could have a special badge or some way of identifying them so that staff can go and speak to them. Because the challenge is everybody was being treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no differentiation between an important member who really promoted the passion of the organization and somebody else. And I got this from working in the corporate world before I came here to association. So I have a very sort of fresh perspective that I think has really changed the focus of Avector in the last 2 years.
And what have you seen again in terms of reaction from clients and potential clients about this particular functionality?
They're just ecstatic about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's really common sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, like most things in the technology world, it's very unlikely that an organization will understand how technology can be used to make their jobs that much more effective. You know, whether it's member renewal or attendance at events or non-dues revenue or, you know, all of the things that drive the success of an organization. And as we presented this to our customers and to our prospects, they're ecstatic about it.
Good. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I've seen it demoed. I want to see it live.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you coming to our user conference, and of course, you'll get to see it there.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time I did these interviews with CEOs is a couple of years ago, and it was really kind of in the heart of the Great Recession, and so just the economy in general was on everyone's mind. And in my experience and my experience talking to the AMS vendors, there wasn't a lot of spending going on at the time. And so what I'm curious about now, 2 years later, what's your perspective in terms of how spending is happening or not happening in the association market?
Yeah, I was interested. I actually listened to each of those podcasts back from 2009,
mm-hmm.
and it was quite interesting to hear the perspective of the other CEOs. You know, my view today is that organizations recognize that they have to invest in technology. You know, it's great, for example, to have a rainy day fund, but, you know, if the rainy day fund is still sitting there and your members are leaving, that's a problem. And so today, what I really hear continuously is that we have to invest in technology, because if we don't, then we're going to become irrelevant. And it's sort of like I saw, you know, 10 years ago in the corporate world, where there's this sudden realization that technology really is a strategic advantage. And if you leverage it and invest in it and keep your solutions up to date and deliver the solutions that your members need, then you're going to continue to grow. It's not much good sort of kind of keeping your head in the sand and saying, well, you know, we're not worried that everybody's using an iPad now, or that you know, the world is changing and people are going to Facebook. You've got to recognize the value that you get from a technological solution and deploy it effectively. So it takes an investment. I was just reading The Race for Relevance. I don't know if you had a chance to read that book, but there's one chapter in there on the use of technology and the incredibly low investment that organizations make in technology. And I'm hoping that, you know, as Avector is out there talking about the opportunity to really change the way an organization operates, that they'll recognize that, you know, you've got to invest to get that benefit.
Right.
So we see, I will tell you that we see the full sort of gamut of feedback. You know, I have some meetings where, you know, we have a SaaS solution, right? A software as a service hosted solution. And I still hear some executives saying, well, no, we wouldn't want our data to be in the cloud. You know, we want those servers in our basement with, so we can go down and look at them.
Right.
That sort of thing is changing dramatically. We have won some very, very large contracts in the last year where there's no question that the use of a SaaS solution is like a no-brainer.
Right.
And I think, you know, when Salesforce.com signed up 12,000 employees at Merrill Lynch, I think a lot of people said, okay, this sounds like SaaS is mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So we only do nonprofits and associations. You know, we're not in the corporate world. So the whole 17 years we've been doing this, we're very focused and listening to the needs of those types of organizations.
Very good. Well, I've been speaking with Richard Davis, Chairman and CEO of Avectra. Richard, thank you for your time today.
Appreciate the opportunity to share our perspectives, and looking forward to seeing you in February.
Thanks very much. This is
Mike Strobel
with Effective Database Management. Thanks for listening.